Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Toma Bina Sangsare Toma Vina Ke Dayalo Jagat Sangsare Patita Pavana Hitu Tava Avatara Patita Pavana Hitu Patita Prabhu Napaveyara Mosamapatita Prabhu Napaveyara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balo Kana Koro Ami Boro Kana koro Kripa bolo Kana koro Ami boro dhuke Daya koro sitapati Advaita Gosai Daya koro Vandita Pati Advaita Gosai Gaya Koro Tava Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Nita Kripa Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Ha ha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Vata Yuga Shijivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Vata Yuga Shijivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Doya Koro Shriyacharya Prabhu Srinivasa Doya Koro Shriyacharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamudasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamudasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamudasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasade Gora Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasade Gora Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraj Kacharya Shota Shota Shishimar His Divine Grace Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraj Kacharya Ashota Shota Shishimar His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Premse kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sarit Gaura Bhakta Vindaki Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavandam Ki Maturidam Ki Jagannath Puridam Ki Navadipdam Ki Ganga Maya Ki Yamuna Maya Ki Tosi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Sankirtan Yagya Ki Brihat Mridanga Transcendent the Book Distribution Ki Hainam Sankirtan Ki Sama Beda Bhakta Vinda Ki Gaura Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda. So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 18, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits Vrindavan, beginning with text 110. Vrindavane hoile tumi Krishna avatar, toma deke sarva lok haila nishthar. All the people then said, "You have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone now is liberated."
Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu iha na kahiba jiva dame Krishna jnana kabu na kariba.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, "Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately stated that a living being, however exalted he may be, should never be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching protests the monistic philosophy of the Mayavada school. The central point of Krishna consciousness is that the jiva, the living entity, can be never accepted as Krishna or Vishnu. This viewpoint is elaborated in the following verses.
Sanyasi chitkana jiv kiran kanasam shat ashwaya purna krishna haya suryapam.
A sannyasi in the renounced sort of life is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole. Just as a shining molecular particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself, Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences. But the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole. So as Krishna says in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, he first describes those who have small brains. He says, Chapter 7, text number 1 second.
Antavatthu phalam teshan thadbhavati alpamedasam deva deva yajo yanti mad bhakti yanti mamapi.
So those who have alpa medasam. So if you want a little prasad, you say alpa. Small, just a little. So meda means brain substance. So those who have not very, very little brain substance, they are seeking after antabat, means perishable phalam, perishable fruits of material results.
Tad bhavati alpa medasam deva devo Devan devo yojo yanti.
They worship devas. But my bhaktas worship me. So that's alpamedasam. But in the next verse, he says the next category is brainless. This one has little brains, very small, not too much brains. But the next category is brainless, no brains.
Avyaktam vyaktam apapa nam. Manyate mam abhudaya.
No brains, no intelligence. Param bhavam jananto mamam avyam unutamam. So this is the unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly. They think that I, the Supreme Person, was before avyakta, impersonal, no manifestation, and now I have become a person. So this is the impersonalist idea, mayavada. Mayavad means you have the vad, or the philosophy, that everything is maya. Everything is an illusion. So mayavadis, headed by Shankaracharya. Now Shankaracharya was a mayavadi in disguise, because he was actually Lord Shiva, who came to bring the Buddhists back to the Vedic culture. So you went from 0, 1, 2, and then 1 plus 2. You know the history? 0, 1, 2, and then 1 plus 2. So Buddha appeared, tato kalo samrite buddha samahaya sura brishtvam buddha anjana sutaha kike tishu babashyati. In the Bhagavatam, first canto, it is stated that in babashyati, in the future, the Lord will appear as Buddha, as a son of Anjana in the province of Gaya. So he is predicted as the ninth avatar of Lord Vishnu. And what does he do? He rejects the Vedas, but he also cheats the atheists. He cheats the atheists because they don't want to worship God, but they'll worship the Buddha. So they're all getting cheated because they're all worshiping, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also came to reject the Vedas because it had been completely corrupted. People were killing animals in the name of yajna, the name of sacrifice. So instead of trying to reform the situation, just said, let's start fresh and new. Just imagine you go on a nice vacation, and you're penny-wise, you're smart, so you want to unplug your fridge, turn off all your appliances, because you want to save some money. You don't want to be paying the power bill if you're gone for a month or two. Why should you be paying for all these electrical things if you're not going to use it? But unfortunately, inside the fridge, there is a section, and it is called Where Good Intentions Go to Die, or AKA the CRISPR, where you put all your nice vegetables, things that you want to be healthy, but then you forget about it there. And then when you open it up, it's actually already bad. But this time you left for a month or two. So you come back, and there in the back of it, there was a cabbage. So that cabbage has been rotting for 2 months inside your fridge. Now what do? Do you take the cabbage out and that's it? No, you have to take out, you have to really clean it all up and then start fresh. Start to put everything back in place. So Buddha, that's what he did. He said, forget this Veda stuff. You don't know how to be a human being. That is called upadharma. Things that actually spiritual intelligent person, you shouldn't tell them, have to tell them that they should be vegetarian. They should already know this. The upadharma, sub-religious principles. So Buddha rejected the Vedas. And then Shankaracharya, preaching to the then Buddhists or those who were influenced by Buddhism, he brought back the Vedic culture as the intellectual authority in India. And so people who were Buddhists then became followers of Shankaracharya. Just like Shankaracharya was defeated later on by Madhvacharya Ramanuja. All these philosophies spread through the system of debate. And can you imagine if Buddha appeared in Jerusalem and he said, hey guys, your religion is wrong. Listen to what I have to say. They would just immediately kill him. So India is much more of an intellectual place. So the Buddha came, said, your religion is wrong. Your whole Vedas are wrong. Just follow this. And everybody said, okay, let's debate. And then he won the debate. And then later on, Shankaracharya came, he lost the debate. Then people became followers of Advaita Vad, Mayavad. Then after Shankaracharya, so Buddha is zero. Buddha taught Nirvan, to negate all reality, to become zero, to become without variegatedness. So vana means forest, but it also means variety in this context. So nirvan, no variety, become zero. So if you want to know what is the difference between Buddhist philosophy and Shankaracharya's philosophy, the Buddhists and the Advaitists went to the pizza shop. What did they order, Gopal? Nope. Vajaji? No. Pavi? No. The Buddha said, make me one with nothing. And the Mayavadi says, make me one with everything. One wants to become one with nothing, wants to destroy into nothingness. And the Mayavadi wants to make me one with everything, to merge into the cosmic blob. So this is the difference between Mayavad and Buddhist philosophy. If your house has a leak that is causing you problems, what are the four noble truths of Buddhism? Anybody know number one? Material world is full of suffering, yes. And suffering is caused by attachment, desire. Now this next step, we disagree. To stop desire is to stop suffering. To destroy desire. No, we don't think you can stop desire because internal nature of the self is to be active. You have to purify the desire, not destroy it. And this is done, number four, this is done by the Eightfold Path. So, if you have a problem, like your house has a leak, one way to get rid of the leak is you blow up the house. You make it nothing, then no problem. So that is called nirvan. No house, no problem. No existence. If you become zero, you don't exist, then you have no problems. All your problems solved, because you don't exist anymore. Now, Buddha gave a particular speech called the Gospel of Anatma, the non-existence of the soul. But if you look at it, he never says you don't exist. He just says you're not your body, you're not your mind, you're not your nose, you're not your toes. Neti neti, all the things you find in Advaita Upanishad philosophy. Same thing, you're not this, you're not that. He never really says you don't exist. But Shankaracharya introduced a superior element. He introduced Atma, soul, that there is a spiritual existence beyond matter. And then, so that's oneness, one, zero to one. You know, we go beyond the Vaitarani River, beyond the river of nothingness, that's at the edge of the material universe. There is Brahman, there is spiritual reality. Then Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they talk the next level. No, two. There's you, and then there's God. There's divine duality. And then Lord Chaitanya taught one plus two. Achincha Beda Beda Tattva. Inconceivable oneness and difference simultaneously. That's 2,000 years of history can be summed up as zero, one, two, one plus two. So Buddha, Mayavad philosophy, they will say that this whole world is an illusion, and that includes the devas, that includes Lord Vishnu, it includes Narayan. Actually, it says, includes all the personalities in the higher planetary systems, but it also includes the personalities outside of the material universe, including Lord Vishnu. So, although such persons, sometimes they may worship Krishna, but it's called Putana Bhakti. Do you know what Putana Bhakti is? What is, anybody know Putana Bhakti? Bali? Everybody know who's Putana? So what did Putana do? She dressed herself as a bhakta. She said, I want to serve Krishna. Let him drink my breast milk. He will live so long and he'll be so strong. That's what she told the mother. But what did she want to do? Get rid of Krishna, destroy Krishna. So many times in India you have people who are doing puja for Krishna, but they're thinking, by this puja, I will become Krishna, I will get rid of Krishna. I will be the next. That is putana bhakti, not devotion. It's they want to destroy Krishna, they want to become Krishna. So sometimes they may say, oh, Krishna is God, Vishnu is God, but the whole idea is that he's just a big figure in the illusion. Like you write some cartoon and you have some main character. But the whole thing is just a story, so who cares? So that is the Mayavad philosophy. Vishnu is the most important figure in the illusion. That's the Mayavad philosophy. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? He says, Dva ima purusho loke kshara kshara eva cha. There are two types of persons in existence. There is the conditioned, and then there's the liberated. Mayavad philosophy is that by liberation you become God. Now, here's the question. If we're all one, then if one gets liberated, don't we all get liberated? We're all one. We're all the same. If you get liberated, I must get liberated automatically. And liberated from what? If there is illusion, then how is the illusion superior to us? How does the illusion, if there's only one reality, that is the absolute one reality, then how is there is a second thing called illusion that covers over that? Like, how many of you have heard the illusion of mistaking a rope for a snake? We've all heard that analogy. You see a rope and you mistaken it for a snake. Now, why would you mistake a rope for a snake? They have similar qualities. So we say this is an illusion. So we're mistaking it for something that it's not. But that means the original thing has similar qualities. I'm thinking that this body is me, but the original self has a body. See? And so you wouldn't say the rope, oh, I've mistaken it for an elephant or a watermelon. And you also, there is, snakes do exist, isn't it? So the illusion is that you're connecting it to something that actually has reality. So mistake the material body as the self, because there actually is a reality of a real body, a spiritual body. So there's, you know, a lot of different things that can be understood through that analogy. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says two types of souls. The conditioned and the liberated, dvayima purusho loke kshara eva kshara kshara bhutani kutak kshara chite utama purushashtvani. And that those who are conditioned, they live in the material world. Those who are liberated live in the spiritual world. In the next verse, what does he say? But besides these two, there's another one, a third being, utama purushashtvanya. He is Paramatmeti Dahrita. Yolokachayama Visha Vibhati Ava Ishvara. So he says, there is a Uttama Purusha. What does Uttama Purusha mean? There is a Superman. Uttama Purusha. There is, besides these two, there is a Supreme Person. Uttama Purusha Shtvanya. Anya means another. Separate from those two. Paramatmeti Dahrita. And he's celebrated by the term Paramatma. Super soul. Not Atma, but Paramatma. Yo Lokachayama Visha. He enters all planets. Vibhartya Ava Ishvara. And he is that supreme controller who maintains all beings. So you have to ask the Mayavadi, well, explain to me, what is it like entering all the planets? How are you maintaining all beings? Oftentimes, Mayavadis become very stubborn, and devotees have approached the Mayavadis with this argument. And because they're foolish and stubborn, they fall victim to their own arguments. Now, Mayavadis doesn't just mean the followers of Shankaracharya. Throughout the world, we have all kinds of impersonalism embedded in all different philosophies. It's not just some particular group in India. Everywhere you have impersonalism embedded. So, the Mayavad philosophy is, I'm God, you're God, we're all God, it's all the same. So, some devotees, such as Giriraj Swami, Prithu Prabhu, many of the devotees had been in a dialogue with some impersonalists. They said, well, if I'm you and you're me, then the money in your wallet is mine. And I need it right now. And because they were so stubborn, they took out the money and they gave it to the devotee. Giriraj Swami was given like $700. Then the next day, the guy came back and he said, actually, I have to pay my rent and that's a lot of money and I really need it back. You know, $700 in the 70s, that's like $2,500 now. You know, it's a lot of money. He said, I'll give it back, but you have to give up your own foolish philosophy. You've become a victim of your own philosophy. Same thing with Prithvi. He was on an airplane and the guy was saying the same thing. He said, well, if I'm you and you're me, that money in your wallet is mine and I need it right now. So cough it up. So Uttama Purushashtanya Paramatmati Dharita Lokacharma Visha Vibhata Abhi Ishvaraha Yasma Charma Titoham. Krishna says, therefore, I'm beyond both the liberated and the conditioned. And therefore, I'm celebrated, loke vede, in the loka, in the world, in the Vedas, prahita purushottama, as that supreme person. And now, the Mayavadis will say, yes, yes, Krishna is God of the illusion. They're tricky. They say, yeah, God is, you know, Krishna is God, but he's just the big figure in the illusion, in the fake story. So, next verse, Krishna says, Yomam eva samodo janati. Ya mam eva samodo janati purushottama. One who janati, who knows, mam, that I am purushottama, sasarvavit. He has all the wits. He knows everything. Because their philosophy is that, oh yes, Krishna is God, but when you come to the highest level, it is all just one. I'm God, you're God, blah, 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 blah. Same thing. Yeah? But Krishna says, one who knows that I am the Supreme Person, he is at the highest level. So sarva vit. He has all the wits. And bhajate mam, he engages in my service. Sarva bhavena bharata, in all respects. Therefore, iti guyatamam sastram. This is a great secret of the Vedas. Idam mukva mayanaga. And Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you can understand because you are without sin. So we'll keep on reading. A living entity, Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabu Nahasam Valad Agni Rasi Yaiches Pulingerakan. A living entity and the Absolute Personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal. Just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame or the large flame. Purport. Mayavadi sannyasis consider themselves Brahman. And they superficially speak of themselves as Narayan. The monistic disciples of the Mayavada school, known as Smarta Brahmanas, are generally householder Brahmanas who accept Mayavadi sannyas as Narayan incarnate. So, they say if you take sannyas in Mayavad philosophy, then you become that big imaginary person. Therefore, they offer obeisances unto them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately protested this unauthorized system, specifically mentioning that a sannyasi is nothing but a fragmental portion of the supreme chit-kana-jiva. In other words, he is nothing more than an ordinary living being. He is never Narayana. Just as a molecular portion of sunshine is never the sun itself, the living entity is nothing but a fragmental part of the absolute truth. Therefore, at no stage of perfection can a living entity become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Mayavad viewpoint is always condemned by the Vaishnava school. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself protested this philosophy. When the Mayavadis accept sannyas and consider themselves Narayan, they become so puffed up that they do not even enter the temple of Narayan to offer respects, because they falsely think themselves Narayan himself. Although Mayavadi sannyasis may offer respects to other sannyasis and address them as Narayan, they do not go to a Narayan temple and offer respects. These Mayavadi sannyasis are always condemned and are described as demons. The Vedas clearly state that the living entities are subordinate parts and parcels of the Supreme. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. The Supreme Being Krishna maintains all beings. So Krishna speaks about this also in chapter 7 elsewhere. Dun, dun, dun. He says, Namam Diskritino Mudha. But he also says, any comments or questions before? Oh, Hare Krishna. That wasn't for me, though. That was from Chaitanya Charana Prabhu. And I think he's in Pune. He has a website called The Spiritual Scientists. Okay. Namam Dushkritana Mudha. Maybe that's not it. Any other comments or questions, or we'll continue reading. Ladinya Samvit Ashlishya Sachid Ananda Ishvaraha Swavidya Samrito Jiva Sanklesha Nirakaraka. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by his potencies known as Ladini and Samvit. The conditioned soul, however, is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by the threefold miseries of life. Thus, he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. So as Krishna is accompanied by Ladini, the spiritual potency of bliss, Is your spine giving you any bliss right now? You feel any bliss in your spine? No? How about if you stand up all day on your feet walking around? You feel some bliss in your feet? No, you feel pain. So you're embarrassed by threefold miseries. And some of it, Krishna is accompanied by his fully cognitive potency. Now, how fully cognizant are you? When does, the neighbor next door across the street on 5425, when does he have to go to the bathroom? Do you know? No, we're covered by ignorance. We don't even know what's going on in our own bodies. We could have cancer. We could have so many things. We have no idea. We're not very conscious. We're covered by ignorance. So Lord Chaitanya is quoting this, saying, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is accompanied by these two energies, and what are our qualities? We have the opposite. We're covered by ignorance. We're not fully conscious of all beings, sarvik shetra subharata, and we're not in constant bliss. We're experiencing threefold miseries. Purport, this is a quotation of Vishnu Swami, is cited in Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika, commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 176. Ye mudakahe jiva ishwar hai sam seta pashandi hai dande tarayam. A foolish person who says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same as the living entity is an atheist. And he becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the word Pashandi refers to one who considers the living entity under the illusion, under the control of the illusion energy to be equal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material qualities. Another kind of Pashandi is one who does not believe in the spirit soul and the superior potency of the Lord, and therefore does not distinguish between spirit and matter. So say some Mayavadis, they will eat animals. They'll eat, because they'll say, animal is just Brahman, you are Brahman, it's just Brahman entering to Brahman. So what is the problem? Plus you are not a person, they're not a person, so no one is suffering. So you can come up with all kinds of foolish things with this philosophy. While describing one of the offenses against chanting the holy name, specifically an offense called Shruti Shastra Nindana, blaspheming the Vedic literature, Jiva Goswami states in his Bhakti Sandharva, Yatapa Shanda Margena Dattatresha Rishabha Deva Pashyakanam Pan Pashandinam. Worshippers of the impersonalist, like Dattatreya, are called, also called Pashandis. Concerning the offense of Aham Mama Buddhi, or Dehatma Buddhi, considering the body to the, be the self, Jiva Goswami states, Deva Javanadi Nimitika Pashanda Shabdena Cha Dashaparada Eva Lakshanti Pashanda Mayatvat Tesham. Those who are overly absorbed in the conception of the body and the bodily necessities are also called Pashandis. Elsewhere in the Bhakti Sandarbha, it is stated, Udesha Devata Aeva Juhoti Cha Datadi Cha Sa Pashanditi Vigyeya Svatantrova Pikarmashu. A Pashandi is one who considers the demigods and the Supreme Personality of the Godhead to be one. Therefore, a Pashandi worships any kind of demigod as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who disobeys the order of the spiritual master is also called a Pashandi. This word Pashandi has been described in many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, including 4, 2, 28, and 30, and 32, 5, 6, 9, and 12, 2, 13, and 3, 34, 43. On the whole, Pashandi is a non-devotee who does not accept the Vedic conclusions. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas 1:117, there is a verse quoted from the Padma Purana describing a Pashandi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse in the following text. So, generally that is the impression that people have when they want to understand the philosophy of the East of India, Hinduism. The first person who represented India was Vivekananda, came to America, and he said, yeah, we're all, you know, if you want to find God, he's wandering the streets as a dog. That is God. God is the dog, or Daridra Narayan. He is also the poor man. He is also God. Everyone is God. Why are you looking for God? He is wandering the street as a dog. And therefore, this has been the standard understanding of what is Eastern religion, is what people have learned from the very beginning in the West, is that any object, anything that you worship is God. That's, it's all the same. It's all one. And these people at this one temple, the Krishna temple, They just are just kind of obsessed with one of these, the flute god or whatever he is. They're just obsessed with that. But that's their weird little peculiar thing. But real Hinduism is that it's just all, you know, anything you want to worship. And so this is all influenced by Shankaracharya. As there was a discussion among academics, who represents, who is an authority of Hinduism? Who speaks for Hinduism? That's what, there was this discussion going on. Like, if you want to learn about Tibetan Buddhism, who speaks for Tibetan Buddhism? Dalai Lama. If you want to learn about Catholicism, who's an authority for Catholicism? The Pope, yeah. So then there was a, who's an authorized representative of Hinduism? So this one devotee professor, Hirananda Das Goswami, he said, for whom does Hinduism speak? Not who speaks for Hinduism, but for whom does Hinduism speak? He said, what is this term? It is what Muslims called people who lived across the Sindhu River. It has no Vedic context. And it can mean anything. It could mean atheist Hindu, polytheist Hindu, monist Hindu, pantheist Hindu, monistic, monotheistic. It's anything. Anything that comes out of India, Vedic or non-Vedic. Could be tribal. Could be anything. Any full. Now, if you be a, can you be a polytheistic Christian? Is that possible? Can you be a pantheistic Muslim? Atheistic Muslim, is that possible? Notice, when you speak of a religion, if you're talking about what a religion is, it has a particular theology that is presented. There's certain boundaries to be considered to be part of that religious tradition. To be a Christian, you can't be an atheist. Or you can't be a polytheist. You have to understand that there is one supreme being. So, this term Hinduism is a complete misnomer because it means anything. It's a geographical term. And oftentimes it's mostly presented with this Mayavad idea. As we understand, there is a progression from Karmakanda to Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. For example, say someone is a follower of the Vedic culture. They're from the Karmakanda side. They just follow the tradition. Like in all religions, you have these three sections. What are the three sections? Those who follow it for materialistic purposes. For some fruit. So you have, in every religion, you have people who follow the tradition for promise of material delights in this life or the next. That, for example, the Vedas, what do the actual Vedic literature speak about? Most of it is, you do this sacrifice, you get this result. So, because the majority of people are on that section, the majority of the Vedas is written in that way. For Karmakanda, materialistic things. The next section of practitioners are Jnanakanda, those who actually see the futility. Now, so here's a progression. Say somebody is a farmer and they hear from the Brahmana, you do this yajna and they will rain tomorrow. You do this yajna and you will grow nice grains. So in the old Vedic times, they would do the yajna and immediately everything would work like science. It would just work perfectly. For example, if you have a representative of Kenmore, you know what Kenmore is? Make microwaves and refrigerators and stuff. So a representative comes to your village and says, okay, let's plug this thing in the wall. You press doot, 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 one, you know, zero, zero. Press start, put your food in, press start, it'll come out hot. So what happened by that transaction? What just happened to you when that during that transaction? You developed faith in Kenmore, isn't it? You accept their, oh, okay. Next time he comes and presents something a little bit more, maybe more expensive, more bigger, you probably believe, okay, yeah, this thing will also keep your food, this thing will also wash your clothes, as it develops into different items. So the general practitioner of the Karmakandis who are practicing Vedas, the Brahmana says, you do this, and then it works, then he develops faith. Then he hears more from the Brahmana. The Brahmana says, well, actually, their personalities like Indra are their higher planets. So with that, the byproduct of that is you know, oh, next there is more multiple lives. You casually learn that you're not the body. But you may think, well, instead of doing a little sacrifice to get a house in this life, maybe I can do a bigger sacrifice to become Lord Indra in my next life. A higher level of karmakanda, bigger materialistic results. But then, again, so there's a progression. If he continues to hear from the brahmanas, he continues to hear from the sastra, continues to hear from the rishis and sadhus, what does he hear? Oh man, Indra's got a hard time. So many times he falls into mistakes, he gets cursed, yeah, he has so many problems that he falls into. Like it was, Lord Indra was cursed to become a pig. And this shows you that the illusion of materialistic life, that Indra, he was a pig, but his curse was finished. So Brahma, he came to Lord Indra and said, your curse is finished. Come back to rule the kingdom of heaven, where you have far better materialistic enjoyment than you can have as a pig. You have Indra, the body of Indra, which is the karmically disposed to enjoy great materialistic delights. But he says, no, how can I leave my beautiful wife, Peggy Sue? Look how beautiful her tail curls. You know, we live very close to the latrine. It's very convenient. So how could we leave this wonderful situation? So actually the devas they got rid of the whole family like a mafia. And Indra kind of broke from his attachment. So we see Indra has so many problems. So then the person moves to the next level. What is the next level? Jnana Kanda. Means the person is not attracted to the temporary material results in this life or the next life. They're looking for something better. Moksha, salvation. Mukti. And so such a person so then comes the literatures like Upanishads that deal with all these things. You're not the body. And kind of develop detachment from material pursuits. So in the same way as he gained this knowledge by hearing from the Brahmana, the sadhus, the rishis, the sastra, by such reading and hearing and associating and developing faith, he will eventually, hopefully, hear about bhakti, which is even better than moksha, as we hear in Bhagavatam very clearly and so many other literature. So there's this progression that a person can go up. So on the lower stage of karmakanda, the person is not really concerned about who is God, because it's just whoever can give me something. And since most people are on that platform, the Mayavadi philosophy is very suitable, attractive for most people. Because, yeah, whoever you want to worship, because whoever you think is going to give you the best returns, you might like to go to this casino or that casino, but whatever the one you get your most luck at, then that's the one you want to go. So that's the kind of the philosophy, you know. So it's not necessarily a concern of who is the Supreme Person, Deva, Bhagavan, who cares? That's the philosophy. So we'll just finish this little section. We're almost done. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudra Di Devatai Samatvena Vikshita Sapashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayan is considered to be an offender or a pashandi.
Dukha kahe tamate kabu nahi jiva mati. Krishna sadrisha tomar akrita prakriti.
After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the difference between an ordinary living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the people said, "Nobody considers you to be an ordinary human being. You are like Krishna in every respect, both in bodily features and characteristics." So people are like, "You can't trick us."
Akrita tomara deki Rajendra Nandan Deha Kanti Pitambar Kela Achadhan.
By your bodily features, we can see that you are none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj. Although the golden luster of your body has been covered by your original complexion. So do you know how to tell an avatar? It's a S-A-F-E. S-A-F-E. S, he is scripturally predicted. A, he has extraordinary astrology. His astrology is extraordinary. F, he has particular features, bodily features, that like Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, their hands extended to their knees. They have particular bodily features that only found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And E, extraordinary activities such as lifting mountains with pinky and such, manifesting the entire universe in his mouth. And so S-A-F-E, those are the...
Mriga madhavaste bhande tabu nahe lukai. Ishvara swabhav tamara taka nakiyai.
As the aroma of deer musk cannot be concealed by wrapping it in a cloth, your characteristics as a Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be concealed by any means.
Alokika prakriti tomar buddha agochar. Tomara deki Krishna preme jagat pala pagal.
Indeed, your characteristics are uncommon and beyond the imagination of an ordinary living being. Simply by seeing you, the entire universe becomes mad with ecstatic love for Krishna.
Shri pala vrita ara chanda yavan. Ye tomar eka bhara paya darashan. Krishna nam loye nache hana umata. Achara hai iya se tare jagata.
If they see you just once, even women, children, old men, meat eaters, and the members of the lowest caste immediately chant the holy name of Krishna, dance like madmen, and become spiritual masters capable of delivering the entire world.
Darashena karya achuka ye tamara nam sune. Say Krishna prema mata tabechi bhuvane.
Apart from seeing you, whoever listens to your holy name are made mad with ecstatic love for Krishna and are able to deliver the three worlds.
Tamora nam shuni hoi swapacha pavan. Alokika shakti tamar nahiyai katan.
Simply by hearing your name, holy name, dog eaters become holy saints. Your uncommon potencies cannot be described in words.
Yannamadena shravana kirtananu kirtanan tava prabhavad yat smarat api kvachit swado pi sadya savana yakalpate kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshanat.
Quote, to say nothing of spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face. Even a person born in the family of dog eaters becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he at once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offer obeisances unto him, or even remembers him. For an explanation of this verse, purport, see Srimad Bhagavatam 3:33-6 and see Madhya Leela chapter 16, text 186. We're just about done here.
Eta mahima tomara tatashta lakshan swarup lakshane tume vrajendra nandan.
These glories of yours are only marginal. Originally, you are the son of Maharaj Nanda. The original characteristics of a substance are called sarupa, and the subsequent corollaries are called
tatakshta lakshana, are marginal characteristics. The original glories of the Lord's marginal characteristics prove him to be the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Nanda. As soon as one understands this, one accepts Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Se sav loka prabhu prasadat karira Krishna prema mata loka nija gare gila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed his causeless mercy upon all the people there. Everyone became ecstatic with love of God. Finally, they all returned to their homes. E mata kata dina akura rahila Krishna nam prema diya no loka nishtarila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for some days in Akura Tirtha. He delivered everyone simply by distributing the holy name of Krishna. An ecstatic love for the Lord. Madhava Purira Shishya Seta Brahman Mathurara Gare Gare Karani Mantranan. The Brahman disciple Madhavendra Puri went from house to house in Mathura and inspired other Brahmanas to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their home. Mathurara Yata Loka Brahmana Sajjan Bhattachara Stane Ashikara Nimatranan. Thus all the respectable people of Mathura, headed by the Brahmanas, came to Balabhadra Bhattacharya and extended invitations to the Lord. Ekadin dasabisha aishe nipmatrana bhatachara ekara matra kare grahana. One day, 10 to 20 invitations were received, but Balabhadra Bhattacharya would only accept one of them. Ashwasara pae loka nimantrana dite sevi prasade loka nimantrana nite. Since not everyone got an opportunity to offer invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, those who did not requested the Sanodiya Brahmana to ask the Lord to accept their invitations. Kanya kubja dakshaneritya vaidika brahman danya kare kare mahapru nirmatranan. The Brahmanas from different places such as Kanya kubja and South India were all strict followers of Vedic religion. Offered invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great humility. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Yeah, there's another section of reading we'll go on for move over to a new topic. So we just wanted to get to there. Any other thing anybody want to share? No. All right. Mahaprasadam Ki. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki, Pura Bhaktivinda ki.